Well, welcome to Everlasting Love. My name's Patricia King, and I'm glad that you've joined us today. You know, Jesus said in John 10:10 that there's a thief, and that he comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But he also said that he came, Jesus came, that we would have life and have that life in abundance. He also taught us in Luke 10:19 that we've been given authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and that nothing will harm us. These are amazing promises. But I want to ask you a question. Have you ever been in a situation in your life and in your Christian walk where you have felt harassed by the enemy, where you have felt him coming against you, trying to resist you, hinder you, stop you, afflict you? Well, did you know that you can overcome in every situation? And on today's program, we're going to share insights on how you can be an overcomer in all these things. And with us today, we have our special guest, Dr. Christian Harfouche. We're so glad to have you with us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having
me. Oh, and I love your book, Authority Over the Powers of Darkness, because the topic of today's program is covered within this book. And it was a great job of encouraging our faith to overcome.
Well, you know, when the Lord came, as you mentioned, he came to give us that life super abundant in quality. And when he says, I am the life, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. So he came to give us himself super abundant in quality and in measure.
Yes.
By doing so, when he called students, disciples that he would call later apostles, he would give them authority over all manner of sickness, all manner of disease, and all devils that they would cast them out. So he put those together in the same category, the works of the evil one and his cohorts together with the pains, the afflictions of human beings, and gave his own disciples authority over that.
And that's sure good news, isn't it?
It's wonderful news.
It's actually fun news to know that, hey, we can go out and annihilate the works of darkness. In fact, the scripture says that for this purpose, Jesus came into the earth to destroy the works of the evil one, and now he's given us that commission. Dr. Harfouche, can you share with us some of the ways that the enemy afflicts? Like, I'm sure our viewers have experienced all kinds of different resistance in that, but what are some of the ways that we see, even within the Word, where the enemy comes to steal, to kill, to destroy?
Well, the enemy will attack the part of us that he has access to. And that would try to bring in the fiery darts of thoughts of doubt, unbelief, negativity, introversive thinking. Maybe I'm not everything that God wants me to be. I don't qualify maybe for what the Lord has.
Wow.
That's one area he does.
And sometimes those thoughts feel like our own. They don't even get recognized as a demonic
intrusion. We don't check them. We think it's just us. And that's how we're made. You're so right. And so that soul part of man, it's really a treasure to God. But it's the part that the enemy tries to target, to try to see if he can get a foothold into our life. The wonderful thing, you mentioned the word privilege. When Jesus told the disciples, I give you a power, the original language is exousia, or delegated authority, or legal right, to advance by setting your foot on scorpions and snakes.
Wow.
So if you could see this path, and who in their right mind would want to advance in the direction of scorpions and snakes?
Wow.
Unless we know that nothing shall by any means harm you.
Right.
So the first thing we've got to deal with is judge the doubt.
Mm-hmm.
It's not our own.
Right.
We are infused with the life of God and the goodness of the Lord. So don't allow that to be a door knocker for the enemy to attack our mind, our will, our emotions, and our feelings to get a foothold in that area. So those are some of the areas he'll try to use. But the Lord said, whether we feel the dunamis, the power and the energy of the Holy Spirit, or whether it's just simply the exousia, the delegated right, no, not today. It's like Paul warming his hands by the fire, and a snake jumps out and just hangs on to his arm. Now, another thing was the superstition. Mm-hmm. Man, in the back of our minds sometimes, hangovers from the world will make us think maybe the Lord this time is allowing something to happen. But see, Paul just took that snake, and while everybody was hoping or thinking he would drop, he didn't even pray, Sister Patricia.
Yeah, he threw it off.
Shook it right back in the fire. There was no place in his body for poison.
Wow.
He was so full and mindful of the I am come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. No place. Poison could not get in. If it did, it got neutralized and
that
killed by the life of
awesome
God.
Awesome insight. I've never heard that before on that scripture. You know, John G. Lake, apparently during, he was over in Africa during an epidemic of the bubonic plague. Yes. And he was a scientist, so he was curious and wanted to always see the power of God at work, but have it confirmed scientifically.
Yes.
So in that day, he went and took some of the plague and put it on his skin and examined it under the microscope, and it died on contact.
Yes.
It died on contact. And the scripture that he looked at was out of Romans 8, where it says, the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set us free from the law of sin and death. And he said, it cannot survive. It cannot survive if I'm believing in who I am in Christ. Isn't that amazing?
That is the truth. And that's amazing. And that's ours. You know, I call it supernatural immunity.
Yeah.
You see, you've got diplomatic immunity. You've got
yep.
one. But we have an immune system. All human beings have one. But imagine now ours is infused with the divine nature because we're new creatures.
Come on.
And now with the covenant, the word.
Yeah, come
moving,
on.
Taking our immune system to a level to where if a germ, a microbe, a disease or whatever tries to get in, the immune system kills it or drives it out. And so we become carriers of the healing rather than sponges that contract it and deliverance too in our very presence.
Wow.
Words of comfort and ease and recovery can come
wow.
to people that would otherwise be influenced by the powers of darkness.
Now in your book, Authority Over the Powers of Darkness, you give a great revelation about resurrection. And do you want to share with our viewers some of that insight?
Tell me about it.
Okay, well, it's about the resurrection of Jesus Christ and Lazarus being raised from the dead.
Yes, yes.
You know, the enemy tries to kill through death, of course. There's death, hell, and the grave. You mentioned in your book about how we have dominion in those three realms and how the resurrection power of Jesus Christ can conquer all those elements.
Yes, I love the words resurrection life. And I heard you yesterday mention in our wonderful Holy Ghost meeting that His mercies are new every day. Well, this resurrection life is new every day in the Lord. And the key to the miracle of Lazarus was that the Lord would in it and with it also demonstrate His glory.
Right.
Remember He said, if you would believe, you will see the glory of God. And so speaking into that grave, the power of resurrection life, He brought a visible manifestation of how in the glory of the Lord, there is no decay, there is no terminal, there is immortal
right.
and there is eternal. And in His own personal resurrection, He supernaturally, this is what's so phenomenal about God, He supernaturally credited the entire human race that will believe on Him, from those who were in Abraham's bosom from
right.
the dawn of time to those of us that were not yet here. He credited us with being raised together. Can you imagine?
I love
it. The same resurrection life and caused or made to sit together with Him in the heavenly places. So the three realms, God works in threes. So you can't improve on threes. The three realms are heaven, earth, and under the earth. The throne room, we can go into the throne room and in that name obtain mercy
on.
And grace in the time of need. And then while we're never geographically vacating the planet, we're spiritually occupying it, so the name is working now under heaven.
Yeah,
no other name is given among men whereby we must be healed or saved or delivered, blessed. So now it works that way. And then under the earth, every affliction, every infirmity, everything that used to haunt us, everything we used to be, when he took it in his body, judged it on the cross, buried it in the earth, he left it there. Yeah. So now whenever the enemy will try to resurrect that which the Lord has buried, the name puts it back to nullification, just like John G. Lake's body would put the bubonic plague to nullification, so that the life in Christ in us would kill the death that was in the old man we used to be. And then the three realms are also our spirit, soul, and our body. Now he has the keys of death, hell, and the grave. Our spirit is a new creature. Uh-huh. Our soul is now continually being regenerated by the immortal word of God that we're born of. And then now our physical body are participating in the quickening or the life-giving spirit. So that instead of thinking of growing in wisdom and growing in years as maybe declining, we look at it biblically and we see that Abrahamically, Mosaically, that even apostolically, they had to martyr the apostles. Why? Because if you left them alone, like John, they'd write a book at 100 years old. They just had the life of God in them. And now, Sister Patricia, this is the greatest hour to be alive because the Lord is not rationing.
Right.
The Lord is just generously giving. So now spirit, soul, and body, three realms again, and that the name of dominion and the life of the Christ is working in those three realms.
Wow, it's awesome. And that all spells overcoming. Overcoming, overcoming, overcoming.
Yes.
Well, we're going to share some more after this break, and you'll want to catch what's coming because you're going to get prayer. You're going to receive prayer for being empowered as an overcomer. And also, we're going to minister some deliverance. And so if you're needing a deliverance from any affliction of the enemy, we're just going to annihilate him in this next section. So we'll be right back.
Order the Rule of the Apostles combo by International Healing Minister Dr. Christian Harfouch. Start walking in the demonstration of God's power with these two books, Authority Over the Powers of Darkness and How to Receive Your Miracle. Call 866-980-5464 and order television offer number 190. Or visit our online store at xpministries.com to purchase the Rule of the Apostles combo for just $14. Order now. Ever wonder about the Genesis records of Titans, known as giants, birthed through fallen angels and human women? Explore the ancient writings behind these beings with Battles of the Elohim, written by Drs. Christian and Robin Harfouch. Call 866-980-5464 and order television offer number 191. Or visit our online store at xpministries.com to purchase Battles of the Elohim by Drs. Christian and Robin Harfouch for just $19.99. Order now.
Dr. Harfouch, I know that you and your wife and your team have seen many, many miracles of deliverance, and you've seen the enemy's head crushed under your feet as you've ministered the power of God. Can you share a couple of testimonies with us?
I would love to. I cannot get away from the words that you spoke earlier, overcoming, overcoming. And, the Lord said, this is the victory that overcomes the world.
Even our faith.
Even our faith. And so many things that we could talk about in the miraculous, but I want to talk about immediacy because I really feel that in this time of God's eternal love, he's accelerating the manifestations of the power of the Lord. One of the very incredible miracles that we have seen is an Indian young lady in Durban, South Africa, that they brought into one of our massive prayer lines. And I immediately noticed she was not normal. She was as probably demonized as you can imagine. Her eyes rotated in her head like a clock would if it was being fast-forwarded. And I did not know everything that was wrong with her, but you know how the prophetic gift works. The moment I looked at her and locked eyes with her, she couldn't connect. Her eyes would turn like that. And up out of my spirit, I just heard these words come out of my mouth. I break the power of the curse. When that word curse was spoken, her eyes locked. And they were completely just normal. Discovered that she was born deaf and born mute.
Wow.
And completely and totally all her life, her eyes rotated in her head.
Wow.
And then I knew it was a generational a heritage that came from her family's pagan background, mm-hmm. and et cetera. And so, needless to say, within moments, she was repeating the name Jesus she could hear for the first time.
Wow.
And the Lord broke the power of that curse just so miraculously and powerfully. Faith of the people in that
wow.
meeting went up to another level. And it's again the overcoming.
Wow.
The overcoming. Whenever powers collide, as we both know,
yeah.
the lesser is going to give heed to the greater. And who in the universe could stand up and literally say they possess a greater power
wow.
than our Lord and Master, who took on death, hell, and the grave, and spoiled principalities and powers,
come on.
Made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in the cross. There was another time when we were ministering in San Diego, California. One of the gentlemen that was there used to belong to a particular Middle Eastern group that was very radical. He was not of the Christian faith. He had an experience with the Lord, and he was now pastoring in San Diego. And among the miracles that happened was a lady that had been for 14 years bedfast. Did not speak English very well, and she lived literally in her front room, in the bedroom, in the living room. Her children, her family did not know the Lord. They were, quote, Christians, but they did not know about the new birth or whatever. She had a bag full of pills like that and was completely bedfast.
Wow.
And when we came in, it was like our talk now. This is now a different atmosphere. I'm going to share 2-1 dunamis. The power, we already shared that. One is exousia. This was exousia. It's normal. Talking to her about the fact 14 years she's in bed. And we shared Robin's testimony about her healing and how the Lord delivered her. And I told this woman, I'm going to pray over you and the Lord will heal you. And she said, if it be the Lord's will. And I said, you don't understand. I didn't come to pray for you. I came to heal you. I will pray and you will get up. And within moments, she obeyed me. She sat up, got up, walked across the room. And by the time she walked halfway back, I think she realized that she was doing it. And she stopped, began to weep. And the family,
wow.
grown children, you know, a late 20s son and daughters, fell on their knees, began to cry. And we led the whole family to the Lord.
Wow.
And sat down and had tea and told them all about the Lord and everything. And last I heard, she had been for years
wow.
going around from church to church talking about
oh, that's wonderful.
The mysterious people that came to her house.
You know, I'm just curious, like, when you went in there, like, did you have, like, an unction from the Lord to move in that direction? Or was it just something you chose out of your own will? Like, I know that you're a man who really follows the leading of the Spirit. And last night in a wonderful Holy Spirit filled meeting, I watched you make decrees over people that, you know, you could tell that they weren't sure about whether that they were going to get healed or not, but you just went for it and made decrees, and they would go down under the power and they were touched, the symptoms left. And you could tell that you were being led by the Spirit. But in that case, is that how you felt the leading to move, or do you just choose to move in that way, or
it's such a phenomenal question. I'm actually so glad you asked that, Sister Patricia. In that case, I felt the invitation.
Right.
When that invitation came, would you come, the unction in, I felt like peace.
The faith to move forward,
yes,
into it.
And I felt like the invitation would supply us with the great
wow.
faith when we got there. And it was just simply that peace came by invitation.
That's awesome.
It's
the invitation from the Spirit of God.
Yes.
Just comes in. And then you've learned to listen and to follow. And in your a course. You have a course and people can find it online on your website. It's like over 400 hours
yes.
of training in supernatural miracle ministry and healings, deliverances, all of that. And you train people how to hear the leading of the Spirit, follow those unctions, and you're very seasoned in it. I've seen that, so
thank
it's wonderful.
You. Well, our heart is the same,
mm-hmm.
and we feel like the miracles don't just happen, but they're so simple.
Right.
To God.
I love it.
They're miraculous, they're exceptional, extraordinary, but the role we play is important in the things that the Lord teaches us. Are parallel truths that we can share
mm-hmm.
with everyone that's part of the membership of God's family so that miracles won't just be things that God's
wow.
man of faith and power does, but all of the people of the Lord can walk in that.
Now, you and your wife are channel hosts on xpmedia.com, and on that network, I have seen a lot of your preaching and your miracles that are recorded on video. As you're ministering in meetings. So I know that our viewers can actually find more of you on xpmedia.com
yes.
as they go to that channel. It's awesome because I've seen what God has done through you, not just last night, but also through these media outlets. So thank you so much for what you're giving to the body.
Thank you.
You know, when you were sharing the miracle of the lady in South Africa, it reminded me of a time when I was in Ghana, I believe it was, and we were working miracles on a platform there. And this woman came up, and she had a big, giant tumorous growth on her backside.
Mm.
You could see it through
yeah.
her clothing. It
yeah.
was like a big deformity thing
yes,
going
yes.
on there. And when I was asking the Holy Spirit as to how to pray, he said, this is a spirit. This is a ancestral spirit. And so I rebuked the spirit. I just commanded it to go by the unction of the Lord.
Yes, yes.
And it just disappeared like that. You could see it totally disappear like that.
Mm.
It reminded me of that story of that woman who was instantaneously, she could hear, speak. The eyes stopped rolling.
Yes,
because
yes.
you have authority over
yes.
the powers of darkness.
Yes.
Wow.
That is powerful.
That's awesome. Well, Dr. Harfouche, we'd love to be able to pray for our viewers because I'm feeling in my spirit that many of them are sitting there thinking, oh man, I've been plagued by powers of darkness and I've got issues in my life. I just need it to move out of the way. And I don't, like just from hearing you, I feel a spirit of faith to move into that. So why don't we just receive words of knowledge from the Lord and I'll go on my camera and you can go on yours and we'll
yes.
just minister to the people of God. But right now, I mean, I'm just getting so much download from the Lord right now, but there's a number of you that are watching this program that you've been tormented with insomnia. And it's like your mind in the night has been bombarded by fearful thoughts, tormenting thoughts, and even the ability to not be able to sleep has given you more torment on top of what was already there. But we take dominion right
yes,
now in the
yes.
name of Jesus Christ. We take dominion and we command those spirits of insomnia to loose hold of you
yes,
now
yes.
in Jesus' name and for that assignment to be broken in Jesus'
yes.
name. Now, tonight, you're going to sleep well
yes.
because the power of Jesus has yeah. broken that assignment.
Yes. Yes. And while Sister Patricia was flowing in the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and that word about the Lord spoke to me, I want to curse the root of the antagonism, the opposition, the affliction, the infirmity, so we can affect the fruit in your life. Take that thing in your life right now, because it's about to leave. I want you to call in. I want you to email. I want you to let us know what the Spirit of God is doing in your life. Now, I see fibroid tumors and cysts and growths and cataracts in people's lives and also diagnosis of blood conditions and also creative miracles taking place in the spinal cord. Those of you that need a miracle in that area. Now, there's two things happening at the same time. Regeneration taking place. You can go ahead and begin to feel that that anointing moving up your spine and down your legs, and sciatic nerve problems being gone in the name of the Lord, and the Lord healing your rotator cuff, and then the cysts and the growths and the tumors and the things that you've inherited from the root are cursed. Now you'll either find them shrunk or completely gone if you check yourself and let us know what the Lord is doing.
You have authority over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall injure you. You're going to start rising up in a new authority because of the word delivered to you today. You're going to take hold of the truth. You're going to know that
yes.
truth. You're going to work
yes.
that truth. And that truth will set you free, keep you free, and establish you as a freedom giver to others. And as you go forth to set others free, remember this, that God loves you with an everlasting love. He really, really does. We'll see you next time.